Hi, Gracie.
Hi, Tom.
Jasper into classical music?
Nope. He's trying to find some good theme music for the serial.
Serial? What serial?
Remember those old radio serials?
You mean like the Green Hornet and Flash Gordon and Superman?
Friendly Bear's newest idea.
Jasper wants to run a serial as part of the show?
That mind of his never stops moving.
You know, actually, I think it's a good idea.
You've been sleeping too close to the radiator again.
No. Those old serials are all the rage now. Jeez, it'd be great to broadcast one of those classic programs on the show.
Classics? Jasper doesn't want to broadcast an old-time radio serial. He wants to make his own.
Jasper wants to make his own serial?
Scared me, too. Maybe you can reason with him? What am I saying?
Hi, Jasper.
Abba, where's it, Tom? Hey, what do you think?
Cuckoo Clock House?
It's hard to find a good theme song.
Look, if you want to run a serial, why don't we just broadcast one of the old classics?
None of them is about Indians.
Well, that's true, I guess.
And this is a native comedy show.
Well, that's right.
So we have to make our own.
Jasper, what do we know about putting a radio serial together?
A few weeks ago, we didn't know anything about putting a radio show together.
My point exactly.
And now look at us. Here, what do you think of this? Join us for the adventures of Darnell About Time, mild-mannered, mixed-blood, status native guy.
Jasper.
3 nights a week, Darnell works as a part-time assistant hockey coach. On weekends, he calls bingo at the Native Friendship Center. But on weekdays, from 9 to 4:30, with 2 hours off for lunch, he gets in his car, drives to the reserve, slips into the petrol can bathroom, whispers the magic words, How? And is transformed almost immediately into the band counselor.
Jasper,
with his helpful white companion, Ottawa Bob, the band counselor spends his office hours fighting government agencies, multinational corporations, sympathetic tourists, and disgruntled relatives.
Jasper, this is awful.
Wait, there's more.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Did I tell you there's a villain,
Jasper? Why do we need a serial?
Glad you asked. Last week I turned on my radio, and guess what I discovered?
That your radio doesn't work.
No, I discovered that there are no serials on radio. Can you believe that?
Yeah, but that's no reason why we should go.
I mean, every so often they'll run a story that's told in a couple of parts,
Jasper,
but no serials. And none of them even mentions native people.
Jasper.
So we gotta do it.
I think I'll go flush the toilet.
Okay. Let's say we do need a serial. But Darnell About Time? The band counselor?
Grows on you, doesn't it?
Well, what I mean is, a serial about a band counselor seems pretty dull. What if we created a native superhero instead?
Darnell's a superhero.
Toilets are done. Show started yet?
Almost. Tom and I are just putting the finishing touches on the serial.
So Darnell has superpowers.
Who's Darnell?
You bet. He can balance a band budget.
Now, that's impressive.
Yeah. But can he do things like, fly?
Long as there's a seat sale.
Yeah, look, to be a real superhero, he'd need to be bulletproof.
How about if his feelings aren't easily hurt?
How about we start the show?
The band counselor is a great idea, Tom, but it needs more work.
It's not my idea.
Take it away, Tom.
From Blossom, Alberta, it's the Dead Dog Cafe Comedy Hour.
With your host, Jasper Friendly Bear.
And Gracie Heavy Hand. Hey, Tom.
I can't introduce myself.
Forget it. So, Jasper, who are our guests?
You'll have to ask Tom.
I don't know. Nobody ever tells me who our guests are.
You get a hold of Louis Riel yet?
Nobody can get a hold of Louis Riel.
Well, keep trying.
What about our other guests?
Guess we'll have to wait until they show up. But in the meanwhile, it's time to start giving away authentic Indian names. Gracie, hand me the first postcard, will you?
People are already sending in postcards?
Here you go.
Dear Dead Dog Cafe, my name is so depressing. I stay in bed and sleep most of the time. An authentic Indian name would really brighten up my day. Okay, let's spin those wheels.
Wait, who's it from?
You.
Me? Gracie?
Let's see what the first wheel says.
No, wait. Jasper, you said these names were for non-natives.
We can always make a small exception.
Look, let's just draw another postcard. Look, here's one. Please send me an authentic Indian name. I'm desperate to get one. Tom King. Should I assume that all these postcards have my name on them?
Probably.
Look, you guys, I really appreciate the thought. I really do.
He wants to spin the wheels himself.
Figures.
No, look, I don't want to spin the wheels. And I don't want someone to spin the wheels for me.
Exactly. What are you trying to say?
Well, what I'm trying to say is that there are many people out there who deserve an authentic Indian name much more than I do.
He's got a point.
How about a nickname in the meantime?
Don't we have a radio show to do?
That's right. We'll have to hammer this out later. Hey, listen. There's the theme music for... What is the theme music for?
Ask Tonto?
No. And it's not for Friendly Bear's Blackout Bingo.
Reserve recipes?
I don't think so.
What do you think?
I don't know, maybe.
Okay.
You got a recipe for us, Gracie?
As it just so happens.
That's a goose.
What was your first clue?
Gracie, what are you going to do with a goose?
Why? Does your puppy need a playmate?
Hey, how is Cuddles?
I don't need a goose in the house, but we can't, you know...
Don't worry, I'm not going to... The goose.
Thank you, Gracie, thank you.
Today's recipe is for Gracie's Prairie Omelette.
Hey, Tom, have you ever had one of Gracie's Prairie Omelettes?
Can't say that I have.
Me neither.
Here, hold her.
Hey, wait, what am I supposed to do with this goose?
Hold it and pet it. Sing to it. I don't care. Just get it all calm and happy so it'll lay an egg.
Lay an egg? On my lap?
This isn't the start of another complaint, is it?
No, I just... What if... You know what? On my lap.
Just don't get the goose upset. Otherwise, we'll be here all night.
Meantime, as we wait for the goose,
Gabby.
Not again.
Well, she just looks like a Gabby.
Hey, it's time for Friendly Bear's Blackout Bingo.
I suppose you had a goose when you were a kid.
And tonight's number is... B8.
Jasper.
Yes?
Jasper.
Yes?
Jasper, every time we play bingo, you call out the same number.
Bingo is a tough game, Tom.
Yeah, but if you keep calling the same number, nobody will be able to win.
How's our goose doing?
Gracie, tell Jasper he can't keep calling out the same number for Blackout Bingo.
Why not? It'll keep the game going and we won't have to give away any of the really neat prizes.
Actually, the prizes aren't that neat.
Speaking of prizes, what are they?
Actually, we don't have any.
Not yet, but we will.
Is that an egg?
Yeah. No, that's not an egg.
Keep trying.
Hello. This is the Dead Dog Cafe.
Help yourself to coffee. I'll bring you a menu in a minute.
Oh, no, I'm not here to eat.
Not much else to do at the Dead Dog.
Well, my agent said I was supposed to be on a radio show today.
Holy, it must be our guest.
Who is he?
Nice goose.
Well, thanks.
Any particular reason why he's sitting on your lap?
She. Her name's Gabby.
I'm no expert in these matters. But if I'm not mistaken, I think that goose is a he.
You do?
Definitely. Good thing you weren't waiting for him to lay an egg.
Well, you're just in time for What Else Do You Do, where we ask celebrities to tell us what else they do when they're not being famous.
Great.
How would you like to be introduced to our radio audience?
Oh, do whatever you normally do.
You sure this is a male goose?
You know, you're so famous, people probably recognize your voice right away.
Well, that's very kind.
So tell me, what else do you do?
I'm a poet.
Poet?
Poet.
We haven't had a poet on the show.
Could you read us a poem?
Oh, I'd love to.
I'd love to.
Well, you know, I haven't heard a poem in a long time.
We haven't had a poem on the air at all. What about that, Gracie?
Is this our first time?
Yeah, I think so.
Great. I'd love to hear a poem, but I've never heard one for a long time.
I'll read one of my favorites.
Okay.
Oh, great.
This is Sunday, 18th of October, 85. If Sir John does not remember that it is right to keep me alive, if he does not let me go free, if he does not open to me the hustings to work and to speak, he will become so sick and weak that he will cease to be a member of the house, and he will have to eat the bitter fruit of his defeat before any cucumber next summer could flourish for his dish.
Oh, that was...
Wow, you wrote that?
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's...
So, what's your favorite language?
My favorite language is French and Cree.
Cree?
Ah.
You speak Cree like me?
Jasper. Did that peaks?
Jasper.
Uh-huh. Yes?
Jasper.
Okay.
Sorry. So, where are you living now?
I'm living in North End.
And you're writing poetry? Anything else that you're doing?
I'm working with youth today, too, as well. And
where are you doing this? In the schools?
I go to schools and I take them for field trips and just anywhere in the bush sometime, and we just do different things and understanding more about the bush.
Mm-hmm.
You must have some pretty good stories about taking city kids out in the bush then.
Yeah, I have a good one today, and it's about a goose.
A goose?
A goose, yeah.
Did you hear that, Gabby?
We went to a lake, and these young people wanted me to catch a goose, so I told them I had to wait till it was late and the sun was going down. The goose will just stand in one place. Goose are very, very sort of, in a way, not very smart at nighttime, and I went and snared a goose for them. I took a stick and put a piece of wire on it and snared this goose, and we cooked it the next day.
You cooked the goose?
We cooked the goose.
Well, you know, I think I want to thank you for coming on our show.
Oh, this was a real honor. And, you know, I'm going to go back to Bataj and let people know how hospitable you were to me, and and hopefully I'll come back someday.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye for now.
What a nice guy. Wasn't he nice?
Here, Gracie, you can have your goose back.
Who do you suppose he was?
No idea. Hey, you suppose that was
who?
You know. It could have been.
Who? Louis Riel.
That wasn't Louis Riel.
Well, he did say his agent sent him.
So?
You gotta figure that a guy as famous as Louis Riel would have an agent.
He knew all about geese.
You'd expect a Métis to know those kinds of things.
And he was bilingual.
Louis Riel is dead. Louis Riel is dead. Louis Riel is dead.
He looked pretty good to me.
Good Lord. Tom, what happened to your pants?
Oh, that was the goose.
Uh-oh. You hear that?
Please tell me that's the end of the show.
That's the end of our show.
Thank you.
Join us next time when our guests will be Martha Campio, President Bill Clinton, Don Cherry, and the Edmonton Eskimos football team.
Soak them in cold water.
This is Jasper Friendly Bear.
Otherwise, you'll never get the stain out.
Next time, you hold the goose.
And Gracie Heavy Hand.
Speaking of which, where is the goose?
And Tom King saying,
I have no idea.
Hey, you guys, we got to close the show.
Okay.
So long for now. And don't forget, stay calm.
Be brave.
Wait for the signs.
So, you lost my goose.
I didn't lose your goose.
Doesn't seem to be around here.
Maybe Louis Riel took him.
Thought you said Louis Riel was dead.
Here, Gabby.
Maybe the goose knows something we don't.
That goose is brighter than both of you.
Come.